Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Warning. I just mashed the ever-loving shit out of my finger, and I've been shut up in this house with two teenage girls for way too long due to the shutdown. Listener discretion and alcohol consumption is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, March the 31st, 2020.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up this week in episode 146.
Florida Man took Phil's advice from last week and escalated his behavior.
Good. Glad somebody listens to me. Florida Man.
Those girls aren't listening.
Hell no. I don't want... Oh, God. We'll talk about that in a minute. Florida man took a bathroom break in the wrong room.
Florida man whipped it out at the scene of an accident.
And Florida man uses an old trick to remind himself of something important.
Plus, a Florida man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
It's been a shitty day.
It's been a weird week.
It's just Tuesday.
Yeah.
Like Groundhog Day.
Just the same.
Same shit every day.
Yeah, and you can't even get up and go to work.
No, I can't, Joel. I can't, Joel.
Most of the country can't either, Phil. Yes.
No, I chose, my plan B is I was going to focus more on my entertainment company, Southern Audio Productions.
Picked a good time to start that
Picked
one,
Picked a great time to invest in some new equipment, get everything tuned up. Ready to go work some bands and some live shows and some festivals and things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a brilliant, brilliant idea.
You couldn't have seen this coming. It's not on you. It's the universe fucking you over.
So, yeah, I got a trailer full of nice stuff, though. And I ain't got nowhere. I've been working on the lights. So I've got four light trees and moving par lights and all other kind of shit on the floor in our living room. I turned it into a stage just to get all my light shows right. The intern really enjoyed that when she came home from work today.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I'm waiting for it to get dark so I can really see what it looks like.
It's really cool.
There's some cool things, but
I mean, the one thing looks like it's part of a Terminator.
Which one?
Seek and find. The one that like pivots and spins around. And look. Yeah.
It ought to.
I don't want to know.
No, it ain't. They wouldn't. The real ones are those, that's a Martin. The ones they use in the concerts and things, the real ones, the big ones, they're about 4,000.
Jesus Christ.
A piece.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
Four to 6,000 a piece.
God damn.
I don't have one of those.
No, I,
it wouldn't be very good prudent in a club anyway. I mean, it's that, that you sending out 10,000 watts of LED right. in a beam, take out somebody, blind somebody.
Yeah. They're typically set up much farther away from the stage than what you do.
So. I got that going for me. I mashed. Then I was working on my things today, and I had all my lights up on the trees. I have those poles, like a light tree.
Uh-huh.
And I was bringing one of them down and thought I had come all the way down with one section.
Mm-hmm.
And I grabbed it and then unloosened again. And I had about that much left and took a chunk out of my finger.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That hurt. Wow. That hurt pretty bad. Let's see what else stupid have I done this week. Did I talk about my alternator?
No, you did not talk about
your
alternator.
So, we went and picked up the, our little camper from a friend of ours where we had it stashed for a couple weeks. Started coming back home, was about 3 miles from the house. I look at the dashboard and I'm only getting about 11 volts out of the alternator. Mm. Get a little further. 10. Mm.
Should be 12.
No, it should be, 13 or 14, 13, oh. 9 or 14.
Okay.
On the alternator side. The alternator puts out more.
Oh, gotcha.
It's about 14 volts. Mine's always at 13.9. So I get home. Shit, I need to get the alternator then. We have an auto, not AutoZone, Advanced Auto, just literally 200 yards from the house.
Mm-hmm.
Checked online. They didn't have the part, but the one over by Page Field did, which is about 5-6 miles away.
Right.
So I said, well, maybe I got enough left. I'll just jump in the Jeep and I run there and get it.
No.
I halfway there, I dropped down to less than 10 volts on the alternator, which means now the batteries are supplying all of
the juice.
I have two batteries. I have dual battery setups in the Jeeps.
So you should have been fine.
Yeah, no. Made it to the auto, to Advanced Auto, and there's smoke coming out from under the hood. The alternator was about to catch on
fire. Wow.
So now the batteries, everything's dead. I can't change it in the parking lot. I had to call the intern to come get me and drag me home, put the bubble rope on it, and she drug me back to the house.
Why couldn't you change it in the parking lot?
Because it's the idler pulley to get the belt off of it.
Oh, okay.
Is the tensioner on it is you use a half inch socket extension.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a two foot
breaker bar.
That's what I said. And you can get your leverage on it then and mash that, and you can pull it down to get the belt off of it. I didn't have that.
Well, they
didn't have one in there either.
Really?
Not a half inch.
Oh, because usually you can rent tools there or buy it.
Then when
it
I
then
said that, when
right
I said I'm gonna have to fix it here, she said, "Well, don't tell me because the next door neighbor our person next door to the store goes out and yells at people when they work on their cars in the parking lot.
So don't buy a spot next to a auto parts store."
Right. So I got the Jeep back home, changed the alternator. 30 minutes later, we're good. Then I decided this week I was going to. I built a flower bed in the backyard. It's about 2 foot wide and about 12, maybe 14 feet long against the lanai on the patio.
Hmm.
The sprinkler head, but all my plants next to the sprinkler are dying. All the ones on the corners are great because my sprinkler is blowing the water over said plants. So I decided I was going to get one of those drip irrigation things and just do direct. So I got the little manifold, got the little kit, the whole thing, set everything up, turn it on, nothing. Took one piece off the manifold, one of the pipes off, not pipes, but hoses, and water shoot out of it. Oh shit, I got water. What's the problem? I put all the little things on backwards. Emulsions, not emulsions. What am I trying to say?
No idea.
The little things that convert it basically bring it down from the pressure to make it trickle.
Okay.
I put them on backwards.
So see, I would have thought they would have been like maybe just screwed on too tight or something like that. No. How do you put them on backwards?
I didn't read the instructions.
Oh.
Or they were poorly worded. That's what the graphics were poorly descriptive.
Gotcha.
It's been a shit week, Joe.
Yeah.
However, tonight I'm enjoying a nice chilled beverage you were so kind to bring to me. We're doing a little cold beer tonight. Got a little Coors Light here.
Yep. Same here.
Did
that vodka from the Space Coasties last at all this week?
I didn't drink it.
Oh, okay.
We got this like it's a good, they don't do born on dates on Coors. They do expiration dates. This one looks like it's good through the 22nd month of 2149.
I'm seeing August 17th of 20.
Oh, I didn't spin it around far enough. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that other one's the batch number.
Because there's not a 22nd month.
They don't have the Blue Mountains on these anymore, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Do they? Oh.
Supposed to.
I don't see it.
Well, there's not blue. Maybe it's because it's not cold. That one may not have the Blue Mountain.
Yeah. I'm disappointed.
So, that's how my week has been. And this we're not quarantined. What are we? Practicing.
Social distancing.
Social distancing. Being civilly responsible. Not going out. Keeping our distance.
In other words, just doing what I would normally do.
Yeah. Just very boring, George. Joel, very. I just called you George. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you called me Jordan, like the dog.
No, I called you George for some reason.
That's not the first time you've done that.
I will love him and squeeze him and call him George.
Well, we've got a new Florida man on his way down here.
Yep.
From one from Massachusetts.
Yeah, another snowbird. Yep. I am so glad for this, though.
Yeah,
Mr.
Tom Brady has decided to become a...
I was having panic attacks because you know who the second team that was rumored that he was heavily considering.
Oh, your Titans.
My Titans, and I have been a diehard Patriot hater for years because they've been in the same division as the
right
Titans.
The Titans. So
yeah, I was.
You would have had to eat some crow, wouldn't you?
I don't know what I would have done. I don't know, but luckily I don't have to. I don't have to worry about it.
Other Florida news, they moved WrestleMania. That was supposed to take place in the Buccaneers Stadium, Raymond James Stadium. But since all this is going down and there's no crowds allowed, they're going to do it on a closed set in Orlando, like in their practice arena.
Just so pay-per-view it?
All pay-per-view, two nights instead of just one night. So they're going to spread it out over a couple days and do WrestleMania with no audience.
Is this our WrestleMania like 72? What are we up to now?
I think it's 30-something.
Is it?
Yeah.
I watched no one the other day with Hulk Hogan and the Warrior.
The Ultimate Warrior. Yeah. The best one, though, had to have been WrestleMania 3 in the Pontiac Silverdome.
Was that the Hulk and Andre the Giant?
That was where the Hulk Hogan body slammed Andre the Giant in the middle of the ring.
That was some very good stories about.
Oh, yeah.
I think we talked about it here. They didn't know if Andre would actually go through with it.
No, because they hated each other.
Yeah. So they had no idea that if he would actually go through with, in his script, that they would go through with the plot.
Right.
They had no idea.
Yeah.
Andre could have just beat him to a pulp.
Oh, yeah. He was.
But he's 8'5".
Yeah.
But so, 900 pounds.
Have you ever seen a picture of him holding a beer? Like a 12-ounce can looks like one of those little Coke cans that they've got now. Dude.
They canceled they canceled our concert in May.
Which is
Kenny Chesney.
Oh, Kenny Chesney, right.
And we canceled that one at Raymond James. Intern was not pleased with that.
I'm sure you weren't either. Are they postponing it and giving you?
We ain't got our money back yet, and we had basically the second mortgage on the house for that one. What else great has happened this week? Rockville is still happening as of now in Daytona.
When is
that? They canceled Jeep Beach. It was the same weekend as it was sometime in May.
Hmm.
So it was the same weekend as Kenny Chesney.
Oh, okay.
But Rockville is Metallica, Disturbed. It's all at Daytona at the Speedway. That one's not canceled yet.
It all depends on how long
they canceled the Olympics today.
They postponed it a year.
A year.
That blew my mind that they decided to keep it going just a year later.
Well, they got it. They can't, if they go any longer, it'll be in the winter in Japan.
Right.
So if it goes out into September, October, you're risking losing.
You just have to move it to the other hemisphere, like Australia or somewhere.
They can't build a Olympic park in that amount of time.
Well, I mean, Sydney was what?
But all that's
16 years ago.
That's all been done.
But they've still got the venues.
Atlanta's already torn everything down and rebuilt.
True.
Anyway, life as we know it has changed.
Yep. But lucky for us, Florida man is still Florida man.
Yep. You ready to get started?
I am.
Story number one. Sent to us. This came to us from Newsweek and also was sent to us by Allison.
Allison sent us a lot this week. I think she's been...
Is she itching to get on the payroll?
I think she's just sheltering in place, so she had not a whole lot to do. So I think most of these stories actually, even if we say somebody else sent it to us, either Allison or Sarah sent us...
Yeah, we got a bunch of Sarah.
Most of these stories.
All right, story number one. Florida man arrested for felony theft of 66 rolls of toilet paper from a hotel. Now, I do not know, because the description... Now, we were just talking about this story before we started. We were in Orlando for the podcast conference, yep, and stayed at a Marriott.
Yes, we did. So it could have been
the hotel that we were staying at.
Yep. Or one of the other six Marriotts in Orlando.
But how can it be a felony? 66 rolls, but we'll come back to that. Yeah, because I see it All right. Florida man was arrested and charged with felony theft after he was allegedly caught using a garbage can to sneak 66 rolls of toilet paper out of a Marriott hotel.
So if you've ever worked retail, you know, if somebody is rolling a garbage can out to their car, they're trying to steal something. They're not taking the garbage.
They're not taking the garbage.
No, they're stealing something.
Angel I thought I could just go through it really quick, but Angel Esteban Hernandez Zacito.
So close.
Well, what is it?
Hernandez Cinto.
That's what I said. Hernandez Cinto. I didn't say that.
Cinto. There's an N.
Oh, Cinto.
Yes.
We're gonna call him Angel.
And it's Angel usually if it's Spanish.
We're going to call him Angel.
All right.
I'm from Mississippi. We call him A-N-G-E-L spells Angel. Oh, age. Well, then I don't know. J-E-S-U-S spells Jesus, and it could be Jesus.
Yeah.
Golly. How you say it really now?
Angel Esteban Hernandez Cinto.
Mm. Angel?
Angel.
Angel?
Angel.
Angel.
Yeah, that's good.
A-E-H, age 31, was arrested in the early morning hours of Thursday after the police responded to security guard. I hate you.
Allison specifically called out the fact that she wanted you
Son
to read this.
Son of a bitch, I hate y'all. I hate all of you. Yamil Eggplant, Yamil, complaining that a man was stealing toilet paper. Does anybody, we sure this was in Orlando? Sound like someone will be in, all right. Oh, Jesus Christ. Call complaining that a man was stealing toilet paper from the hotel. At 1:30 a.m., the guard said he was on regular patrols when he noticed suspicious activity from AEH, according to an arrest affidavit.
Just call him Esteban. You did good on that part.
Yeah, I did good on Esteban. All right. Yamil saw Angel pushing a trash can toward his Honda van. And he came away with a quick getaway vehicle. The arresting officer wrote in the affidavit, AEH opened the rear of the van and took a trash bag from the trash can and put it in his van. Yamil found it suspicious as to why he put a trash bag in his van and peeked through the window. Yamil noticed the bag was full of unused toilet paper, as opposed to used toilet paper.
If it was used toilet paper, it would definitely have belonged in the garbage bag.
Correct.
And I don't think he would have called the cops on him then.
No. I just find it, I find it interesting that the reporter decided to say it was full of...
Oh, that was from the police report. The officer...
Unused.
Unused toilet paper.
Toilet paper. Yes. As opposed to toilet paper rolls that belonged to the hotel. AEH was able to execute his alleged toilet paper heist because he worked for a cleaning company that services the hotel.
Oh, so he maybe could have been rolling a garbage can out to his truck.
Yeah. Yamil counted the rolls valued at around $65. So how does $65 get him a felony theft?
I don't know. That sounds a little high to me.
And expressed an eagerness to testify against the alleged thief. I saw him. We caught him.
I get a day off work to go to court. And I get paid.
Yamil counted 66 rolls of toilet paper, which are valued at 99 cents a piece, the officer wrote.
So that's about $66.
It is, yeah. That's not quite 65.
Although you would have to round down. So, yeah, 65 would have, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Never mind then.
$65.
He wishes to testify in court on behalf of the Marriott.
Well, that's nice of him.
AEH was said to have admitted taking the toilet paper when confronted. All right, you got me. Explaining to the police that what he was doing out of sense of charity for the less fortunate.
Oh, yeah, that's what he was doing. I'm stealing from this giant corporation to give to the poor. You should call me Robin Hood.
Yeah, he told me he knew a lady who was poor and had no job, and he was only taking the toilet paper to help her and her family.
How many people are in her fucking family? They need 65 rolls.
Well, he was probably going to keep a couple for himself. When the police first asked his name, AEH was said to have given the false name of... God dang it. He couldn't just give a false name of Joe Smith, could he?
Neither of these names is difficult.
Andres Hernandez.
Yeah.
Later telling the officer he lied because he was scared. AEH was charged with theft from a public lodging facility, a third degree felony.
Oh, because it's it's specifically a hotel. Anything you steal from the hotel is a felony. You know why they do that? So you don't steal the fucking towels.
I know. And he was handcuffed and taken to the Orange County jail before being released later in the same on $2,500 bond. $2,500 worth it for toilet paper.
Ain't worth it.
Toilet paper has been in high demand recently due to scarcity indirectly caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Although it's unclear how much of the role the pandemic played in his case, a number of other toilet paper thefts that were likely inspired by the shortage have recently been reported.
Even on this program a week ago.
A different Florida man was arrested in Clearwater on March the 10th after allegedly breaking into a neighbor's truck to steal $1 pack of toilet paper.
Yep, that was the one we covered.
He protested his innocence before being taken into custody and held on a $5,000 bond.
Even though they found the toilet paper in his pants pocket and it matched the same brand that was missing a roll.
We did that story last week?
Yes, we did. You had a lot of vodka last week.
Yeah, I did. I didn't break myself, but...
You were close.
I know. All right, so we're going to move on now to story number two. But on a side note, guess what? Guess what I got yesterday delivered from the Amazon?
12-inch purple dildo.
That was on Sunday.
Oh.
No, we got our... so we don't hoard. Now, that's a lie. Some stuff... I am a closet prepper. I have some things. I don't have a lot.
Yeah, you mentioned that last week.
I did?
Yes.
Why do I feel like this is like a... Like, let's just get through all this. Maybe I should just listen to the episode.
Yeah, since I have to go through it at least four times, not including the time I sit here. Yeah.
We subscribe with Amazon for toilet paper.
Yes.
We used to have the buttons. Did you have the buttons when Amazon used to do those?
We didn't have the buttons.
We had this whole thing of buttons up in the cabinet. You just went up and mashed a button and it showed up 2 days later.
Yeah.
And they got rid of the button.
Yeah. I think they realized that they could get more out of you if you just subscribe and they just automatically send it to you every 2 weeks or whatever.
So not to mention the fact it's easier to forecast. So
yeah,
we do toilet paper, paper towels, Tide Pods, and dishwasher detergent.
Okay.
The pods for those. Yeah, we got our normal subscription of toilet paper yesterday. Comes every month.
Cool.
Even though you can't buy it on Amazon, they're still delivering, I guess, if you have a subscription.
They want to keep their regular customers happy.
God knows I would be that.
A regular customer.
Just about every day. I make them work for it, though. I like today I got a pack of computer fans, little 30-millimeter computer fans, four-pack, mm-hmm. $5, and yeah, I made them bring that to me. Yesterday, Saturday, I got a pack of 50-millimeter fans. They bring those to me. I use them for the lights because the fan and the light, all of my LED lights in my stage shows, they all have computer, those little fans in them.
Right.
Well, the fans will go out after a couple of years.
Yeah.
And if you don't check them, the LEDs get hot and they'll burn up and you lose your, it won't work no more. So you got to keep checking the fans and all that. You just take it apart and change the fans out.
Mm-hmm. Just like a computer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've noticed that they'll try to get you. They'll say you can save $1 if you have this delivered on your regular delivery day.
Yeah, my regular delivery day is every day. No, I'm good. I want it now.
Yeah,
I don't need it till next week, but I want it now.
Yeah, if you're giving me at the regular price, if I can get this on Tuesday, and you're saying you'll save me $1 to bring it to me on Friday, no, I'll take it Tuesday.
Yeah,
I'll pay the extra $1 for those 3 days. Which even though I might not need it till Saturday.
I know.
But I want to guarantee that it's here.
I want to know it's here because sometimes they're late.
Very rarely, but yes, occasionally they do.
All right, let's get on to, anyway, the point being is that we have not been hoarding anything. We are now, didn't need to. So good. We now have our monthly supply of toilet paper.
We were able to make it to Sam's Club before they ran out, so we're good.
How many cases did you get?
I think they just got one, but we also have the Amazon subscription on that. So I don't know if we'll...
So you doubled up. So you did hoard some.
No, we didn't hoard any. We were running low and didn't want to bump up our Amazon delivery.
Are we doing the story this week in Florida where they...
Our last toilet paper story is the drone one.
Did you see the one where Florida, they tried to buy 523 things of Mountain Dew?
No. Who tried to buy that much?
No, it wasn't here. It was in Kentucky. That was in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, because it's...
Couple denied Mountain Dew. Yeah. Couple are furious when they're told, it was on Daily Mail. I like Daily Mail too. 552 cans of Mountain Dew. You should see their photograph. In lieu of the toy, if we did run out though, did I say last week what my idea was?
The hose in the backyard?
Oh yeah. I said that too?
No. I was just kidding.
No, I was gonna take a cap off of a sprinkler head. Take the one of the
That'll do it.
Yeah, and you just have to squat over the sprinkler head, yep. And I can start and stop it from my phone, so I can open it out, go outside and straddle the sprinkler head.
What do the neighbors think about that?
I don't really care. Nothing to see here. Shitter's full. Actually, shitter's empty. No shitter paper. All right, moving on.
All right, story number two: Florida man taunts Publix customers with flying toilet paper. Yes, it is another toilet paper shortage story. This one from the Palm Beach Post and sent to us by Sarah. Toilet paper, the perplexingly hottest product of the coronavirus panic buying wave, could not be found anywhere Wednesday on the picked bare shelves inside the supermarket at Dixie Highway and 2nd Avenue. I'm assuming this is in Palm Beach. But high above the store's parking lot at 5 p.m., a single roll with a dozen or so unspooled squares fluttered like a haunting and taunting ghost just out of the reach of dozens of amused shoppers and one very agitated dog. The 10-minute flight of the Angel Soft, not the actual brand, the flight of the Angel Soft drone was the handiwork of Chad Rondeau, a 34-year-old pet groomer from Lake Worth Beach, who says he's just trying to offer a little levity during this tense COVID-19 outbreak.
So he put toilet paper on the end of a drone and flew it over everybody's head?
He hung it from a rope from the drone and flew it over the Publix parking lot. Rondeau says he understands the seriousness of the pandemic, and he respects how his neighbors are doing their best to deal with it. But the run on toilet paper? The hoarders who promoted two police officers to briefly guard the supplies at Winn-Dixie up the road in West Palm Beach earlier this week, and the rumors about the woman who sneaked into the Lantana Library last week to steal toilet paper from the restroom, quote, I don't get it, he said. I don't get why people are stocking up on toilet paper. And that's why he decided to string a spare roll to a drone and launch his one-man expressionist show.
So it was art.
It was art, yes. It was a really heavy roll of toilet paper, some cheap stuff I bought a month ago at the dollar store, Rondeau said, trying to keep a straight face as he explained his playful motive. Quote, I just wanted to taunt people and make fun of the whole thing, unquote. Wednesday's stunt was an encore presentation of maiden flights Rondeau piloted Friday afternoon over downtown Lake Worth Beach. Standing by Dave's Last Resort, he walked below the roll, making sure it cleared the heads of diners and patrons as it flew over Rum Shack, down Lake Avenue to K Street, and back. Quote, "It felt like a brick," said Rondo, who works at the Shaggy Dog, his family's business. "It was touch and go there for a minute before I got it going." A stern warning from a deputy grounded the roll that day, but within hours, videos of the flight went viral on social media. On Wednesday, Rondo indulged a request for another mission. His local Publix, which usually has plenty of toilet paper, seemed like the perfect place. The drone's high-pitched whine prompted patrons and bag boys to look up. Carts exiting and entering the store came to a rattling halt. Cell phones, some from motorists and cars, took aim at the sky. Even the security guard laughed. "That is awesome," customer Scott Robinson said as he watched from outside the Publix entrance. "Whoever is doing it knows what he's doing." Then along came Sienna, and momentarily chaos erupted. The lab mix barked and leaped, trying to in vain to catch the roll, then broke free from her owner and sprinted into the store. A minute later, the agitated dog was corralled and the drone flew away. Quote, "I thought it was hilarious," the dog's owner, Terry Mimone, said of the flying roll, "until she went crazy. A fun moment to loosen things up," Robinson said, "sort of eases the tension of a serious situation." No one at Publix knew who operated the drone. Quote, "We're calling him the Lake Worth Banksy," said Brooke Weshey, referring to the anonymous England-based street artist who has also been described as a vandal and a political activist. Mm-hmm. The Lake Worth Banksy.
Banksy.
Toilet paper from a drone. You got a drone?
I do not.
We have a little one, but it's not near big enough.
To I had a little one, the little micro ones, and I tried to run it in the house. And
did it hit the fan?
Oh, I hit everything, and it broke all the propellers off.
We got the kid, our kid.
I get disoriented.
We didn't.
Of, like, coming and going. I don't know. And you get.
You need like, a camera on it so you can, like, see the point of view, like, from your phone or whatever. But my mother-in-law got my daughter and our two nephews little. They're basically uncontrolled drones. And they've got, like, a little bumper cage over them. They're little, like 6 or 8 inches across.
Uncontrolled. What does that mean?
It means they fly and they just go wherever the hell they go.
So there's no remote?
There's no remote.
Oh.
And they've got little bumpers on the side. So when they hit something, they just turn and go in another direction. And they know to land when you stick your hand underneath it. And they can detect, like, there's a flat surface to land on. And they'll just come and land.
It's
really fun when you got three of them going in the living room at the same time.
I can't imagine that.
The dogs love it.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. Story number 3 comes to us. Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Yeah, I do 3. Because I'm odd, right?
You are definitely odd.
I do. Yeah. All right. This one comes to us from clickorlando.com. Story number 3, our trace for our Spanish speaking friends. Florida man urinates all over the room. Asks Good Samaritan who tried to stop him. Attacks Good Samaritan who tried to stop him.
You want to try that again?
No, I did good that time. A drunk Florida man thanked a Good Samaritan who gave him a place to stay when he couldn't get home by peeing all over his bedroom and then attacking him.
What an asshole.
According to the Melbourne Police Department. The victim said he was at a party in downtown Melbourne on Saturday when he met Colin met Colin.
Yeah.
Who was described as a friend of a friend. Colin, age 23, was drunk. Didn't have a way to... Oh, you know, I can sympathize with this. I can't.
Drunk and no way home?
Drunk and no way home.
So drunk you can't figure out the Uber app on your phone?
Yeah. It's bad when you're in the driveway and you text the intern to come get you.
From the driveway?
From the driveway. And she gets out there like, what's wrong? I was like, just don't make a scene. Just get me in the house. I broke myself.
Oh, Jesus. I don't think I've been that bad before.
Yeah, I had to text the intern to come. Now, I wasn't driving. I was in the passenger side. But I understand.
So that was the worst Uber Eats delivery she's ever received.
Yeah. Didn't have a way to get home and couldn't provide his address. That's happened too. So the victim took him back to his place so he would have a safe place to be, record show. Now, I, in that particular instance, if I'm driving someone home, that has happened to me, and they tell me how to get home, and I know in the proximity where they are, where they live, but they send me the other way, and like, don't you live? No, it's over here.
What you need to do?
I'd give my man to give me the driver's license.
You just tell them, open up your phone so that, and then unlock it so that I can get into your app, and then go into their GPS app, like Waze or Google Maps or whatever, and just hit the home button. And because Google and Waze, they know where you live.
They know everything.
Yeah. So whatever the idiot in the passenger seat is telling you, don't listen to them. Listen to Waze.
Okay.
Because they've got the correct address programmed in.
All right. Where was I? Oh, here we go. The victim allowed Kate. What's his name? I don't forgot. Caleb? Colin. The victim allowed Colin to sleep in his room, and he went to sleep in another room for the night.
Never let the drunk sleep in your bed. Unless she's
like
really
you have
hot.
Experience with really Sunday morning, the victim heard noises from the house and found Colin pissing everywhere in the room, according to the affidavit. Now that has happened. Now I've not done that, but I have had a roommate who did back in the college days, woke up and he was so drunk he was pissing in the corner of the dorm.
I never whipped it out and pissed in the wrong place.
I pissed in the women's restroom before.
I pissed myself before.
Oh, you have?
Oh, it was bad.
I ain't never done that.
Yeah. I
told him you were nasty.
I went to a friend's house. It was after work. It had been a long shift. I did not get a lunch break.
A long shift.
I did not get a lunch break. I was hungry. I did not stop and get food because it was late and nothing was open, basically.
You know, we need.
And they gave me shots as I walked in the door and then two beers.
You're a lightweight. You're a lightweight when it comes to drinking, though.
I was then too. And yeah,
you hadn't gotten any better.
True.
You hadn't gotten it much better.
No.
All right.
I'm cheap, though. So.
Oh, yeah. Works. You're a cheap date, buff, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Police said the victim repeatedly asked Colin to leave, but Colin wouldn't and instead became upset and turned violent. Quote, he came at me like a spider monkey with his pecker hanging out and attacked me, the victim said, according to the affidavit.
Nearly exactly what was said.
Almost exactly to those words was what was in the affidavit.
Did not say anything about a spider monkey.
It should have, though.
And did not use the word pecker.
I'm not saying that other word in parentheses.
That's your other favorite word that everybody knows is your favorite word.
All right, Colin, who's 6 feet tall and 170 pounds, punched the man multiple times.
That's kind of skinny, isn't it?
6'170"? No, not really. Yeah. Well, everybody's skinny to us, Joel.
True.
Punched the man multiple times, attempting to choke him, and punched him into a wall before the victim was able to wrestle Colin out the front door and call the police, record show. When asked about the incident, Colin said, you heard the whole story. There's nothing I need to tell you. And asked, why am I here? According to authorities, police said they found blood at the front door, holes in the wall, and a room saturated with piss.
It's really bad when you got to ask the cops why am I here? God's never a good sign.
Colin of Melbourne was arrested on charges of battery, indecent exposure, and property damage.
Now, property damage. Inside, I can see that. A week ago, when we had the Massachusetts mystery pooper, they got her with property damage, too, even though she took a dump in a parking lot, and they could have just hosed it off.
True.
So, does it not matter whether it's outdoors or indoors, whether you're...
Well, if you're shitting in a public, parking lot, as opposed to pissing in someone's house.
I would think inside the house is worse. Yeah, but they got them with the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, property damage.
Did we cover that story?
Yeah.
Was that last week? That was week before last.
We recorded it 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
But it came out last week.
I really should listen to this podcast.
That would, you would be.
Well, I don't want to listen to it because I already was here. But apparently I'm having a hard time.
Apparently you weren't.
Now it's time for the Florida Man Food Fight.
This week, our Florida Man Food Fight comes to us from the New York Post. Florida man arrested for a machete attack inside McDonald's.
Machete, huh?
Yeah. Why do you bring a machete into McDonald's? That's my question.
Maybe he forgot he had it.
Florida man was attacked by a suspect with a machete at a McDonald's on Sunday night.
Well, defined attacked. Was he hacked up or was he threatened?
He was actually hacked up. Yeah, Devin Quarterman, age 28, allegedly assaulted the victim, who he knew, during a fight at one of the fast food joints in Pinellas Park around 11 p.m., according to WFTS, citing police. It's unclear what the men were fighting over. Quarterman fled the restaurant after the attack, but was arrested Monday and charged with attempted murder, the report said. The unidentified victim is listed in critical condition at an area hospital.
Well, damn.
He fucked him up.
He did hit him then.
So if he's the... Oh, Jesus. So, first of all, they knew each other. It doesn't say if they were friends, just that they knew each other.
Right.
So did he come into the McDonald's because he saw the guy that he didn't like was in there and he brought his machete in just specifically
to
do that?
It had to be deliberate, because otherwise there's no way you can't conceal the machete.
No. And you don't typically walk around with a machete hanging from your belt.
No.
Not at 11 o'clock on a Sunday night.
No.
By then, you're usually done doing your yard work.
True.
Are you ready to fill in the blank then?
All right. I got it this week. I'm on it.
Okay. This you might be able to do this one. Fill in the blank. Florida man arrested during a traffic stop and found to be naked with string tied to his blank.
Pinky toe.
Incorrect.
What? Are you serious?
I'm serious. It was not tied to his pinky toe or any of his other toes.
All right. He's naked.
He's naked.
Can't believe. I mean, I put mine on my toe. I put my string on the pinky toe. All right. Well, I'm going to go with the obvious here. On his cock.
Correct.
Because I'm not saying the P word.
You're not going to say pecker? From thedailyridge.com and sent to us by the intern. And I couldn't verify that dailyridge.com was a legitimate news source, but from what I could tell, it probably is. It's a local news blog. It doesn't seem to be like typical, you know, when there's a satire news website. Seem to be like one of those.
This came for our hotspot.
Oh, absolutely. The Polk County Sheriff's Office has arrested a man for multiple drug charges and fleeing to elude after failing to stop at an intersection. According to arrest affidavit, deputies arrested Jerry Sanders, date of birth 2-6-61, of Auburndale, after he allegedly failed to stop at the intersection of Industrial Street and Bishop Street in Auburndale.
You get Jerry Sanders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I could pronounce the ones that you mispronounce too, but it's just funny when you fuck it up. According to the arrest affidavit, a Polk County Sheriff's Office deputy witnessed a silver sedan fail to stop at the intersection of Industrial Street and Bishop Street. The deputy in a patrol car put his lights on and initiated a traffic stop. The sedan allegedly attempted to flee, but shortly swerved off the road. According to the affidavit, the deputy noticed partially smoked marijuana joints and a rolled up dollar bill in the center console. I'm wondering how those drew his attention when there's a naked guy with a string around his pecker sitting in the front seat. Sanders was taken into custody. The deputy noticed as he escorted Sanders out of the car that he was totally naked and had string wrapped around his body. He was also found to have string tied to his penis and testicles. The deputy asked Sanders why he fled, and Sanders allegedly replied, "Because I was naked." That's a good reason.
That's a good reason.
I, you know,
forget the drugs in the vehicle.
Yeah. Sanders allegedly consented to a search of his car and told deputies they would find no drugs in it. Deputies allegedly found a baggie of methamphetamine, rolled dollar bill, and joints. Sanders allegedly admitted to snorting methamphetamine with the dollar bill and that the weed was in the joint he smoked.
But there weren't any drugs in the car.
No. I mean,
so what was the string tied around his cock for?
It never mentioned that.
Really?
Yeah. Sanders is listed in in custody in Polk County Jail.
We expect more out of Polk County than this. That's the whole point of the story.
I looked this up on all the other Polk County news sources that I had, and it did not mention the string tied to his dick or the fact that he was naked. It only mentions the drugs. But Sanders has a combined bond of $2,500.
Fine. God almighty. I want to know why. What was he? Is it, he was trying. He didn't want to forget something?
I guess that's usually why you tie a string to like your finger, is you want to remember something, right?
I put mine on my pinky toe.
I typically will just draw X on the back of my hand with a pen.
Do you?
Yeah. It's hard to find string.
Well, I'm a little I'm a little more high tech. I actually just go, "Hey Siri,
remind me."
Oh shit.
What do you want to be reminded about?
Nothing. Go away.
Be nice to Siri.
Nothing.
Just a sec.
For crying out loud.
You need to be nicer to her.
This comes to us from TampaBay.com. Please tell me Sarah didn't send this one. No. Good. Maybe there's some words in here I can pronounce. Story number five, Florida man arrested for fourth DUI tells the cops just how high he is. A Seminole man was arrested on his fourth drunken driving charge, refused to take a breath test, but told an arresting officer that he was high as fuck on marijuana. Arrest report states. Actually, I just made that up, but it's son of a bitch.
That's exactly what
I just made it up, but that's exactly what he said. Jonathan W. Connors, age 32, told a deputy he was high as fuck after he was pulled over about 1:15 a.m. Tuesday on Gulf Boulevard and somewhere, which is in North Reddington Beach. Where's that? Where's North Reddington Beach?
No idea, but I'm assuming that since this is from TampaBay.com, it's somewhere in the Tampa Bay area.
Probably north of here.
Probably.
Hey, y'all look it up real quick, see where North Reddington Beach is. Reports say deputies pulled him over because his tag light was too dim. Oh, that is a crock of shit. I got
pulled over for a, yeah, it is.
North of St. Pete. Thank you. Yep.
I got pulled over for a license plate light that was out.
But I've never heard of one being pulled over because it was too dim.
Luckily, it was somebody I knew that pulled me over, so that was good. He was like, hey, Joel.
Was she hot?
No, he was not.
He was not?
No. I mean, I'm sure he was, but he was not my type.
I have never heard of being pulled over because it was too dim. Unless
it's out completely. There was a guy that got pulled over because he had a flashlight bolted to to his tailgate shining down on the license plate. That's illegal, apparently.
Yeah, well, yeah. All right. Pinellas Sheriff's deputies also noted that Connors smelled of alcohol, had unsteady balance, and had bloodshot and watery eyes.
We've all been there.
It's a bad night. He agreed to go through field sobriety test and performed poorly, the report states. He didn't say he failed.
True.
He didn't say he failed. He performed poorly. Kind of like the...
Do you ever perform poorly on a test?
Every day. That's the story of my life right now.
Okay.
I feel like the... every day I wake up and I feel like the guy from what's the freaking name? From...
Groundhog Day?
No, shut up. The it's not Raiders. Is it Raiders of the Lost Ark? No, the Indiana Jones movie where he has to choose the cup of Christ,
the Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Not the Monty Python one, right? Which is a fantastic fucking movie,
I have it
by
on.
The way.
Yeah, I have the box set of that one.
It's just a flesh wound. And it's like he chose poorly. Every day I wake up and I've got that in the back. I don't have angels and devils on my shoulder. I have that dude on my shoulder.
The crusader.
I have the crusader going, you chose poorly.
You think that's bad? Think of what the intern hears every morning.
He chose poorly. Yep. Story of my life. All right. Connors also told, let me start that over again. Connors also told deputies he had a bowl in his pocket and had smoked some weed, report states.
I'm assuming it's not like a cereal bowl.
No. That'd be a big bowl of weed. He was arrested on charges of DUI, driving with a suspended license, refusing to submit for testing, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was released from the Pinellas County Jail after posting, $10,300 bail.
That's an interesting number.
$103. No, that's the bail.
Oh,
it was $100,000 bail.
No, he would have had to pay $1,000.
Oh, okay. I thought that was his part of the bail. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit.
Yeah, that would have been $103,000.
Yeah, I forgot to move the zero over.
You moved the decimal in the wrong.
I know.
Direction.
I went the wrong way. Records show Connor's previous DUI arrests were in December 16th, August the 12th, August of 2012, and April of 2012. He also has been charged several times with driving on a suspended or invalid license, record show.
So he's got what they call a pattern.
Is that the technical term?
Yes.
From,
yes, that is his modus operandi.
Well, then aren't you just fancy with the fucking words tonight?
That's Latin.
Is it Latin?
Yeah
I know Latin too. Biatch. Carpe diem. Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
Seize the day, motherfucker. How about that?
Gotcha.
Uh-huh.
What else do you know?
I know a little bit of Spanish.
What else do you know in Latin?
Latin? Yeah, but I don't know what it means, and that's what he's going to ask me. I don't know what the hell that means.
Either. I do. From many, one.
Or all right, I'm not playing this game. I'm not playing this game anymore. I know a little bit of Spanish, though.
Okay.
Dos cervezas, por favor, en baños. I used that phrase a while ago when I went in to get the cold beers.
From?
The interns, from the children.
From the what?
From the children.
From the children.
The bartenders.
Yes. They knew what you were talking about? They speak Spanish, too?
No, she did not.
So?
I had to translate. So it's very difficult to think in English, speak in Spanish, and then have to translate it back to English to tell someone just way too much going on.
Especially when you've already had a few.
I find it better to do sign language. Sign language is much easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I used to know the alphabet in sign language. I don't know why I'm doing this, but I used to know it. And I know happy birth to you.
It's not my birthday.
I learned that from Happy Days. Fonzie did that because he was dating a deaf girl.
You were going to say blind, weren't you?
I did. All right, here we go. Moving on. Records show Connor's previous DUI arrest were in December 16th. I just said all that.
Yeah, you did.
Son of a bitch. You got to edit that out. He also has been cited and arrested four times for marijuana possession, four times with driving without headlights, twice with resisting arrest, twice with running a stop sign, and once for having an open container fleeing police, cocaine possession, and battering a police officer. Record show.
Four times. Driving without headlights.
Four times for driving without headlights.
You'd think after the second time you'd remember to turn them on.
Well, now, I sometimes, I don't even turn mine on anymore because they're all automatic now.
Yeah, I leave mine on automatic.
They're automatic all the time.
Yeah.
So if I get in somebody's vehicle and I have to actually old school it and actually turn the switch, I forget about it sometimes. Mm. All right. Well, that's story number five.
All right.
Sorry I digressed a lot off of that one.
Yeah, we got a little time left.
Amanda wants to know, how do I submit stories?
Email them. The link.
Oh, Sarah just told her. Okay, thank you.
Oh, cool.
This dude just shouldn't drive. Him and half the people in Florida roads.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I've noticed a lot of car carriers taking their vehicles up north with the...
Think so?
Yeah. It's happening early this year. That's one thing I'm thankful for the...
Is that what we're going to be thankful for? This week,
that's one of the things I'm thankful for this week.
I mean, we'll see if the conquistador. What was his name?
Coronavirus.
No, on my shoulder, dumbass. The story we just talked about.
Oh, the
Crusader.
Crusader. Yes.
Yes. You know how depressing that is. Every morning, he chose poorly. Well, the fucking hangover. Not every day. I'm not a drunk, but
I'm a little bit.
Shut up. Just read the next fucking story.
Story number six, Florida man crashed his car into a woman and a girl, and that's when he got naked, cops say. From Bradenton.com, and that should explain it all. Typically, you either call law enforcement or exchange insurance information after a car crash, but a 26-year-old parish man decided to strip naked instead, according to the Manatee County Sheriff's Office. I used to live in
Manatee
County.
You ever just decided to go out and just get naked?
No,
me either.
Only if I have
to shower. Never mind.
If you're around the intern and nobody else is around, well, mostly
we're not talking about that.
Oh, when you're drunk,
stop it.
The intern's giving me hand signals. Around 3:30 p.m.
You need to go back inside.
Around 3:30 p.m. on March 13th, Cody Hicks was seen driving erratically in the 5400 block of Lexington Drive. Before he ran his vehicle into another vehicle occupied by two females, deputies said. According to the arrest report, Hicks exited his vehicle and stripped naked from the waist down. Deputies say he then began to make obscene gestures at the females, one of whom was under the age of 18.
So he pulled out the helicopter.
He
helicopter, helicopter, helicopter.
You want to demonstrate for our listeners? Since
that's close enough. Yeah.
All right. Those actions landed Hicks.
Do you know why he did the helicopter?
Just now or
no, not me, dummy. The story.
Why?
Because he could. Think okay. About it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you win. Sometimes you lose. Sometimes it rains. Think about that.
Those actions landed Hicks in the Manatee County Jail, where he is charged with lewd and lascivious exhibition. He remains in custody on a $2,500 bond pending a future court date. And if convicted, he faces being registered as a sex offender.
Oh. Well, that's not good.
Well,
that's a bad day.
You know what it was? It was the obscene gestures. Because if he just
so what did we learn from this? Don't do the helicopter in front of underage kids.
Well, no. I mean, yes, but if you make the obscene gestures in conjunction with being naked, that's what gets you the sex offender status. If you're naked, as long as you don't got a boner, you're all right. Because you can be naked and have it not be sexual.
What the fuck are you talking
about?
But
as soon as you start making obscene gestures.
You can't be naked in front of, you can't just flash an under for a minor.
Well, you'll still, I'm saying you'll still get naked in public charges, but you won't get sex offender status. You have to actually show that you want to do something with the naked parts.
So when I moon the children, that's okay.
That's fine.
Okay. That's all I care.
I mean, it's not fine. But it won't get you on the list.
It won't. I'm not on.
Your house won't show up on a map, is what I'm saying.
All right. That's all I care about.
All right.
Whew. I'm glad that's over. I'm confused.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
They prefer the Sunshine State.
That's the show for this week, folks. Please subscribe to Florida Men where you're hearing us right now or at floridamenpodcast.com/subscribe.
And please rate us 5 stars or leave a review on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. We'll read your review on the show, and it really helps us get found by new listeners.
Oh, it's me. We are at Florida Men Pod.
That's why it says Phil.
That says Phil, yeah. We are at Florida Men Pod on all the social media things. Oh, you took out all the names. When did you change this?
More than 2 weeks ago.
Our email is floridamenpodcast@gmail.com, and our voicemail is 567-432-9674. And we got this email from Sarah with our first story tonight. I think Sarah's bucking for an internship here.
You think so?
I think so. There's a hidden agenda here somewhere.
Are you going to read Sarah's email?
I want to see her put in the... She's itching to get on as to be a part of this. So maybe we should think about... We have our roving doctor.
Yeah, that's Heather, who hasn't showed up. I did invite her to this meeting. She'll probably come back and say, I was working, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so we have an official doctor.
Healing people. Blah. There was a little
children.
Coronavirus.
And she's healing children, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Keep it up. All I want to make sure is that her wrath is going towards you, not me. Because I've experienced it, and I don't want to do it again.
We both have.
All right. This comes from Sarah. Hey, Joel and Phil, just wanted to thank you for providing some laughter in a stressful time. With all that's going on, it's easy to get caught up in the anxiety, so having something like this definitely helps lift the spirits. That being said, there's a story involving toilet paper, a drone, and a couple hard-to-pronounce names just for Phil. LOL. There's times I really, really... You know, I'm not illiterate. I'm not. I'm actually a smart person.
Yes, you are.
In certain things. I just have trouble pronunciating...
Spanish names, usually.
Usually but Spanish.
Non-English names.
Non-English names.
Yes.
Bob Smith, I get it all day long.
Yep.
Easy. Joe Blow, get it.
Esteban.
Yeah.
Cuatro Cincos. You've got a problem with.
I got a problem with. Not a problem with him.
Just with getting your tongue to work
just
in the
read
right
the
direction.
Damn credit. Just read
all right. If you'd like to support the show, you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link is in the show notes. Or you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridamen. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are at the Jacksonville. Why am I reading this? Did you change this again?
No, I left it in from last week.
And they are at the Jacksonville tier. Cassandra.
Thank you, Cassandra. She's here.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Julia and Wally. At the Tampa tier, David, Roxanne, Stephanie.
Colin. He was fucking here.
I know. He was at
he
my
He was in this room.
He was in this room. Jason, One Foot in the Grave Podcast, Cat, Michael D, Michael M, and our newest Patreon, Randy, at the Tallahassee tier. Oh, I didn't know we had a new one.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
We had two this week.
If
you'd read the show notes before the
here we go.
Recording, you'd know that.
Here we go. At the Tallahassee tier, Allison, Tony, Kirk, Conith, Erica, Heather, woo! Paradise After Dark Podcast, Nicole, Matt, Taya, JP, Matt from Washington State, my conscience of spelling, and our pronunciation, and another new patron, June, June.
Welcome, June. Thank you for joining us on Patreon.
At the Daytona tier, Kim, Katie, Maya?
Mia
and Jessica. At the Orlando tier, Steven, Danielle, love you guys. At the Miami tier, Space Coasties, and my buddy Travis.
And this week, our Patreon bonus story is about a fake cop and you can only hear it at patreon.com/floridamen.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Shadyside Media, LLC, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited. Our lawyers say that we must say this. All suspects should be considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a deserted Publix toilet paper aisle.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man, and Tracy can kiss my ass.
Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man, he's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
Nothing to see here. Shutter's full.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shadyside Media, LLC, all rights reserved.